from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How you doing, Dustin?
I'm doing good, man. I had a great night last night. Got home, fired up the laptop, went out on the deck and taped the Tennis Channel podcast.
Look at that.
Dude, I was in heaven.
I mean, this is where,
you know what?
This is where the career takes off.
Yeah.
Right? This is where finally you found your real passion in life. I feel like you... Okay, here's the thing. I've watched the Tennis Channel with you. Most of those people on the Tennis Channel have zero personality. Most of them are just kind of dudes. You would be better at tennis analysis than them, even if they played tennis professionally.
I just don't know why anyone would care to listen to me.
Well, because you're passionate.
All right.
Like, that's the whole thing about this, like, the whole point of this business.
I'd be out there like, what's his face? Seth Davis on CBS College Hoops.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, he's just, like, not a player and didn't play the game.
Yeah, but people...
People respect his opinion.
People love his opinion. I think we got to get you in more with the... This is the leverage point. This is a fulcrum. I'm just remembering basic things of levers and such and pulleys. This is the fulcrum that we can use to wedge your way into the tennis channel.
Here's my hope, okay? My only way to get famous from this is, in the tennis community, is that I told my Medvedev story from US Open last year.
Mm-hmm.
How, remember after the match? Well, I was there. He played this guy Baez, this Argentinian. And every time the kid had a Baez had, kid, whatever, he's 26, had a great shot, I'd yell, vamos.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
Yeah.
A ton, very loud. And I was very close to Medvedev. And after the match, Medvedev went on TV. He was like, everything was great, except for that one person. He yelled, vamos, vamos, vamos.
Ah.
That was me.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel like this is your...
I want Medvedev to, recognize real.
Well, see, now what has to happen is you have to be at another tennis match where Medvedev is. And there's got to be like a, it's like a wrestling thing where like you're walking by him and you just look him dead in the eyes and go, vamos. And if there's a recall, you got a feud going. We just got to get you a little bit more heat on tennis.
I'm in.
Or you got to start your own YouTube channel about tennis.
One day, when I grow up.
One day? Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Carpe diem.
Dude, I got Mac Media Day on Friday. I'm focused on the breaking down the Bobcats and the Golden Flashes.
That's just college football. Anyone can talk college football.
Trying to get Akron... an FBS win this year.
They got it. I'm predicting one FBS win. If you said
at
it.
At least. Come on, Moore. Joe Moorhead, you got it.
If you set,
for Ken Carmen, too.
If you set the FBS. Well, I can't. Ken's already got enough. Ken's doing very well.
Ken said he may be converting to being, becoming more of a Buckeye fan after their interview with the AD yesterday.
I don't like that.
Is he sliding in? Is he going full Walmart? Walmart? Walmart Buckeye?
Are you a Walmart? You go to Walmart?
So I just say Walmart and you turn into a hick.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think you should be allowed to jump on the bandwagon on what could be on the precipice of a championship team. No.
He knows.
Yeah. Like, after they fired John Cooper, hell of a time. If you were a big fan of Jim Tressel at Youngstown State, you hopped in the bandwagon there, that's a good time to get in on it.
Mm-hmm.
The Luke Fickell year. If you're like, you know what? They got jobbed, and Luke Fickell got put in an awful situation, and they were still sort of a decent team. Okay. Even when Urban got hired. But ever since Urban, 60 straight weeks or not, you've been on the college football playoff rankings 60 times. That's tied for Alabama for the most amount of appearances on the college football playoff ranking list. I'm sorry. I don't think now's the time you get in on it. Because think about it. Like, when you buy stock, are you buying Apple stock today? Or should you have bought Apple stock 20 years ago?
You want to buy it when you know you've got the number one quarterback recruit down the pipe.
Yeah.
You know, and same with Apple. You want to buy it when you're like, man, this iBook is pretty cool, man. What's that iPod thing?
Or you want to buy it after a big scandal.
Yeah.
Right? Because the stocks will crater. You get in there and then it bounces back and then you're Bezos.
Yeah.
Or Cook or one of those guys.
Yeah. Or, get in on a stock that short a stock, like, you know, GameStop or whatever. Or excuse me, they didn't short the stock. They bought the stock. They squeezed the shorts.
That's exactly what they did.
Yeah. Great documentary, by the way, on Netflix.
Good movie. No. There's a movie and then there's also a documentary.
What's the guy's name? The Roaring Cat or something?
Yeah. Something with a cat.
Yeah. Kitten.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roaring Kitten?
I don't think a roaring kitten. That does not sound... Kitten, no. No, but no, who would choose to be a kitten? If you, even if you're building like a YouTube brand, I don't know why you'd choose kitten. I don't... Kitten? It's a little
masculine. Yeah, that's his name.
The Roaring Kitten?
Yeah. Keith Gill.
Okay, I knew that. Yeah. I didn't know his Roaring Kitten.
Yeah, that's his handle. And what
I mean, I knew he had something to do with cats, which is, again, kind of weird. You're a grown man.
He's a strange guy.
He's a strange guy. Made some
Dude's
money,
got
though.
Some balls, though, man.
He does. That's weird that we both agreed on that. Well, so, what'd you think of the All-Star game? I know.
Because he turned like 20 grand into like 20 million? Maybe 200 million?
What'd you think of the All-Star game last night?
I thought it was fine. A little more entertaining.
Yeah, Sleepy Bob Nightingale's like, it's going to be great if you want like 2-1 games and a bunch of strikeouts.
If you like a 2-1 game, maybe you watch the All-Star game.
Well, Bob, wake up, because we got 8 whole runs last night.
Ha! Wake up, Bob.
Ha! Disparity Take All-Star that. Game. It's funny. The game came down to pretty much the biggest conversation piece that came out of the game was either Paul Skeens is really, really good, or why are we doing this with these dumb All-Star uniforms? Those are pretty much the two conversation pieces last night.
Did we get a national anthem that was worthy?
This singer did not have to go to rehab. So I'm going to say yes.
I mean, she got through it?
Yeah. Or didn't have to say she was going to rehab. I haven't confirmed.
In key?
It's asking a lot.
Okay.
But it wasn't so bad that it made national headlines.
All right.
Yeah. Which, honestly, at this point, do you want to be a forgettable national anthem?
Yeah.
Well, okay, would you rather be forgettable or infamous?
Well, and here's the thing. Okay, if I had a talent like Chris Stapleton, okay, then I want to be memorable.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Nick Lachey, just be okay. Just get through it. Don't make anybody. Don't make waves. Don't got to be a suit. You know, it's like they say in sports. Don't be a hero.
All right.
Know your limitations.
So you and I both have some level of pride.
And I don't know why Nick Lachey caught astray there, but it seemed relevant.
Because he's just kind of a vanilla-ass singer.
Yeah, like he's a good singer.
Yeah, like if Nick Lachey looked like Nick Wilson, he would not have been famous.
Like the dude's, dude's got everything I want. Like a good voice. He's good looking. Like he's very talented. Unlike
been
me.
With Jessica Simpson.
What, how's she doing these days? Is she up or down?
Any which way Jessica Simpson is probably pretty darn good. Well, probably better than I'm living.
There was a time where it was,
yeah,
it was plus size.
Oh, yeah. Oh, never. Yeah. She could have been on my 600-pound life, and there'd still be a line of guys lining up, and all of them saying, oh, she's not attractive anymore. Liars.
No, I'm just saying it was a phase, man. She got a ton of work done on her face?
I have not seen it.
Doesn't look like her, man.
Really?
You want to see?
You sure it's also not just it's been 20 years since she became famous? Because that's another thing. Time is... I don't really want to see it.
You don't?
You're kind of squelching dreams over here. So, no, but getting back to this, the national anthem thing.
Yeah.
As bad as it was... Every time somebody has a bad national anthem or a great national anthem, what do we reference? Roseanne, Macy Gray,
or Whitney Houston? The best of all time.
Well, yeah. If you're Nick Lachey, you don't have the natural talent to be the greatest of all time. If the whole thing about being famous is if there's anything, like every time it comes up, your Q score goes up, I can kind of see the point. Like I kind of went down the rabbit hole, the conspiracy rabbit hole with the girl on the home run derby, because it was like, one, her statement about the rehab thing didn't seem all that serious. There seemed to be like a, it's pretty drunk, so I'm guessing I'm going to go to rehab. That seemed to be the tone, and usually that's not the tone when you're sincere about going to rehab. Again, hopefully, if it is the case, hopefully she does fine. But my greater point is, there's still a part of me that I do think there's 20%, 25% of people who would rather be infamous than have zero fame at all, than be forgettable.
Yeah.
And that they would do anything to be infamous. If you can't be famous, be infamous. I think there's 25% of the public that thinks that. And they're mostly all on social media. But do you like the All-Star uniforms?
They're fine. I mean, everyone this morning was going crazy about these All-Star uniforms. And I'm like, okay, have you ever seen great All-Star uniforms? And yes, I understand that. Back in the day, there were times, and maybe even recently, I don't remember exactly when, but they would wear their either home whites or their visiting grays with some, you know, like a patch on the mm-hmm. sleeve or whatever. And you'd wear a hat with a patch on the side, your hat, your team hat. Last night's uniforms, whatever. Have you seen the uniforms they've had throughout the years of the NBA All-Star games?
No, they're all atrocious.
Some are okay. Some are really atrocious. Really bad.
I just think there's a pretty simple fix for this, even though I don't think it needs to be fixed. There's a pretty simple fix here. It's let the players play in their individual jerseys.
I think that's what I was saying. I mean, yeah. back in the day, they did this many times. They would just wear, like, the American League, they're the home team. Okay, they're wearing their white uniform.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, Quan would say Guardians. He'd be in his Guardians uniform.
Yeah. See, but I don't want to see the white uniform. I want to
You'd
see
have
the
Ohtani in the
Dodgers
white. I want to
see
Dodgers
the City
white.
Connect. I want the player to be able to choose. Now, if you, it's got to be the players for the specific teams.
Yeah, but it's got to be either white or gray.
I disagree.
Okay, well, you're making things way more complicated.
Well, no,
than it has
I just
to be.
Because here's the thing: nobody's like, I love these white Guardians uniforms. Everybody loves the City Connect uniforms. Like the Orioles' best uniforms to me are their black uniforms with the orange lettering on them. Like that's like my favorite Orioles uniform. So like the Yankees, yeah, you're stuck with those boring ass uniforms, but that's because you're clutching to your pinstripes there. But the Red Sox, give me that deep blue with the red lettering. Like that to me is what would, and it would, listen, it still would look a little disconcerting because everybody would have a different uniform on, but at least it would actually look cool, those individual players wearing
that. You just have to have something to differentiate, the players on the field. You know, it's got to be either dark, you got to have one team just pick all their darks.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I do.
But why?
I mean, because it's confusing to see.
Confusing who?
Well, I think it would be confusing for a base runner. It could be confusing for anybody. I mean, it could be confusing for a fielder. Not knowing where the base runner is. Is that my shortstop?
Do you think the only reason people know that a player's on the other team is because they wear the same uniform?
No, but I think it helps.
Why couldn't they just, like, the National League all wear their white or away uniforms or whatever?
Say that?
Because those are usually the most important uniforms.
Thank you.
There's different colors, like... I don't understand why that would be a problem.
Because they're still the most boring uniform. Like, the whole point of this is to showcase the awesome jerseys in baseball.
But they're not awesome.
Well, most of them are. Like, who has bad... I think the Yankees jerseys. Everybody... Oh, they're classy. They're sleek. It's just because they've worn them for 100 years. They're boring. You don't do a lot of things with pinstripes, with white, gray, or whatever. You don't do a lot with that. Those, to me, the Yankees, if we just talk about aesthetically, I'm not talking about historically or what the meaning behind it. Aesthetically, those are some boring-ass jerseys. And I'm not trying to start second straight show taking a swipe at Yankees fans because they don't care that much. But, like, my point is, sure. Like, the Diamondbacks, when they wear any of their different kind of jerseys that aren't their boring-ass white or gray jerseys, those are awesome. Like the City Connect jerseys for the Rockies from 2 years ago, where it's like, it's purple, black, and green. Like, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see... I understand your point of, well, we don't want to confuse them. Worst case scenario is you get confused in an all-star game, and, it's an all-star game. We move on, because it doesn't count in the record books. Well, it does count in the record books, but it doesn't count towards anything other than the game happened.
Except we have people out here rooting for the American League or the National League.
That to me is like crazy. Who the hell cares?
I cared when I was 8 years old, not anymore.
Here's the thing. Is it every show you've got to take a shot at Ken Carmen in his first segment and a shot to rile me up in our first segment?
Well, we could take another shot.
Do you have a thing against heavy set? Plus size, amazing radio host.
No, I have one question for you, Alpha, last night. And it has nothing to do with jerseys. They actually mentioned it on the morning show this morning.
The All-Star game was last night, the American League won. Do you like David Fry's RBI single?
I'm not contributing to your feud with Ken. I'm not doing it. I'm not. If I want to pick a fight with somebody, I'll pick my own damn fight.
I totally
empathize with Ken that he was just trying to get into a freaking conversation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.